Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
No nation in history can rebel against God and assume that it will continue to exist. It just simply won't happen. You have consequences as individuals to your actions, and nations have consequences to their corporate actions as well. And what just happened with regards to this opinion of marriage by five lawyers at the Supreme Court, an illegitimate decision as it is, and even then the Obama administration participating and celebrating sin is an act of defiance against our Creator, and it will bring judgment upon our nation. Make no mistake about it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BobWire.com. Matt, after this opinion by five lawyers on the marriage case, an illegitimate opinion at that, that does not represent the rule of law. President Obama's in the White House, and Valerie Jarrett, we now learned, is the one responsible, but it certainly came directly from President Obama, for changing the lights on the outside of the White House instead of having the normal white lights that illuminate the White House. They changed them to the rainbow colors. And the White House literally was lit up in the rainbow colors, celebrating sin. Not only just the White House, but the Department of Education, which, by the way, we'll hold that thought for a few moments, because the Department of Education, what does that mean for our educational institutions? It has huge implications. They changed their Facebook page so that they have the Department of Education name or logo, and behind it is a rainbow colored background. All of that is absolute participation in sin.
Yeah, Matt, after this decision, my mother-in-law called me. She said when she heard the decision, she was angry. When she saw the White House lit up with the rainbow colors to represent the sin of Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah we're talking about here, that she became fearful. She was afraid. Because this is a harbinger of God's judgment. There's no question. You know, the rainbow, after the symbol, after God, the last time God destroyed the earth, the rainbow was his sign of that judgment and that he would never flood the earth again. They have taken the rainbow and made that the sign, the rainbow flag, the emblem of their sin. That is uncanny. And, you know, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride, you hear about pride parades, about gay pride. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And we've never seen this kind of arrogance and haughtiness in celebration of the sin of Sodom.
You know, it's unprecedented in American history that the President of the United States would be so in-your-face immoral and impose that immorality and sin on the rest of the country. I wept when I saw that and thought about what a horrible example that is to the rest of the world. I just felt shameful to be an American at that point in time, that this is my country. And look what my country has come to. The President of the United States has put the cloak of sin over the White House, the cloak of shame over the White House. And that same cloak was draped over the Department of Education. What does that mean now for colleges that are under the Department of Education's accreditation standards? What does that mean for colleges and students who have student loans where they apply for the student loans from the federal government, and they want to attend a Christian college that has a policy that deals with human sexuality, that sexual relationships are between a husband and wife in marriage, and anything outside of that is contrary to the biblical values? What happens to those students who want to attend those kinds of colleges when now you've got the Department of Education cloaking itself in homosexuality and in the abolition of of gender and sin, and they're the ones who are going to approve or disapprove future student loans, future accreditation, future fines and impositions and regulations on all kinds of educational institutions. What we have seen is the sin of homosexuality at the Supreme Court with five lawyers and being embraced by the highest leadership of the United States of America. And that will bring judgment on America. Make no mistake about it. We can't just simply shake our fist at the Creator and participate and wallow in sin, sexual sin, no doubt, and then assume that we will escape judgment.
Yeah, Matt, we have become a Romans one nation. Here's what we're talking about here. Listen to Romans 1, 26 and 27. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. And you know, Romans 1 also talks about how others celebrated that sin and encouraged that sin. And you know, when we're talking about the due penalty for error, that's addressing the individual sins of homosexuality, but it also addresses really the national sin of celebration, of embracing the sin of Sodom here, Matt. And as a nation, we can only be judged in the temporal, in the here and now. We will all stand before our Creator and face judgment. We are all sinners. But as a nation can only be judged in the here and in the now. And I feel like the people, you know, of Israel must have felt, looking around as they worshiped Baal and Moloch and engaged in homosexuality and orgies and so forth. And then you look around in this country right now, and I can kind of relate to how the faithful Israelites must have felt during that time to see their nation turning to pagan gods and to a pagan nation, which is effectively what is happening right now here in the United States of America.
You know, and it also makes me look at the Book of Lamentations a little differently as well, and other parts of the scriptures where the prophets are talking about where they were carried off to Babylon and they're looking back at Jerusalem and they're seeing smoke rise from the city and they're weeping that their Jerusalem, their city, their beloved home was now sieged by the Babylonians and burning down. And all of that came as a result of a continual pattern of sinful actors, people who were in charge, sinful kings that ultimately had a pattern and a progression, and the people just simply participated in it. This is a pattern that happens through history. We can't continue to ignore God as we have done through not just the president's term, but certainly it has been escalated to an unprecedented level during this Obama administration. And as a result, the celebration of sin. This is the celebration of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the celebration of sexual sin, and it will have its consequences, and we will have to pay a price unless the people pray. Just like in the Nineveh, Jonah was sent to Nineveh, a very wicked, brutal country. He was sent there, and guess what? The king ultimately called for everyone to fast, including the animals, no food, and have some fasting and time for prayer and repentance. And guess what happened? God averted the judgment that otherwise was coming against that nation. There's still hope. There's still time. But we, the people, need to repent. We need to pray and seek God's face and ask for Him to bring renewal to this country, to hold off judgment for a little while. But if we don't repent and act now, judgment will indeed come on this country. For more information, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com. Whether judgment is coming or whether judgment will be upheld or put off for a while, what we have to do today is obey God. What we have to do is to press into God. These are times that are trying, but these are times for which God has birthed you and I. You can't get any worse than at the time of Esther, where the king issued a decree, everyone's going to die on a certain date. There's no escape. You can't change the decree. The people prayed. They put their lives on the line. They actually were willing to disobey the law of the land and go into the king, Queen Esther did. And she put her life on the line, and God intervened. The decree still stand, but they got a different decree that they could defend themselves. And defend themselves they did. And today they celebrate the Feast of Purim. Today, this moment could be the time future history writes about. For more information, visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.